Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
States' rights versus clean air. Normally, we don't report on oral arguments before the D.C. Circuit Court, but this case could have wide implications for the nation's electricity system. 28 state attorneys general, mostly Republican, along with over 100 companies and labor and industry groups, will be fighting to overturn a plan that the Supreme Court has suspended pending judicial review back in February. Jody Freeman is professor at Harvard Law School and director of the Harvard Law School Environmental Law Program. She served as White House counselor for energy and climate change. She says the rule is destined to be heard by the Supreme Court, and its precedent will be determined by the next president's pick for the high court.
The states challenging the rule and utilities against it are saying this is overreach into the state domain of energy policy. But the government's point is this is environmental regulation. This is the bread and butter of what the Environmental Protection Agency does to protect public health and welfare. And all they're doing is setting standards for pollution, in this case, carbon dioxide pollution, to address climate change. So the EPA's argument, the government today will say they're well within their authority under the Clean Air Act. They're regulating pollution. They're doing it in a smart, cost-effective way, taking the entire utility sector into account. And the other side will say it's overreach.
If this case goes for the White House here, does it establish a precedent that means that even if you're a small farmer with a windmill or some sort of cogeneration plant, that you could be subject to federal authority simply by virtue of the fact that at some point you're a part of the electrical grid that's national?
Well, already, to be honest, the federal government is allowed to regulate anybody who might create pollution. But the owners of the wind turbines and the solar panels are in good shape because they want this rule. It's going to stimulate their technology, their business, because the rule will eventually move us toward their cleaner energy. But you're asking the right question, which is, you know, what's the authority of the Environmental Protection Agency? And what the government's going to do today is say, we're well within our discretion, well within our authority, and we've done something reasonable and cost effective.
Take a look at the politics for a moment. I mean, a lot of people have not been aware of just how strong the Clean Air Act is, quite frankly, that it really empowers a lot of federal authority in places that I think comes as some surprise to Americans. Do you think this case, if it goes for the White House, would encourage a movement legislatively to fundamentally change the Clean Air Act and diminish the authority of the EPA on some level?
Well, you're right, it's a powerful law, but Congress is responsible for that, not the Environmental Protection Agency. Congress in 1970 passed a law that said protect American health, and in fact gave the agency a lot of room to maneuver, flexibility to deal with new problems like climate change. And EPA has adapted to that by dealing with CO2 pollution and dealing with the electricity sector, where a great deal of the pollution is, about 40% of the pollution in our economy is coming from the power sector. And you're right to think about Congress, because I think what everybody wants, including the Obama administration, including the Environmental Protection Agency and the president, is for Congress to get in the game and deal with climate change itself. And I think this rule is the best option the government has in lieu of Congress actually doing anything productive about climate change.
Finally, Jody, what is the implication of these oral arguments, given that it's a 4-4 court, only 8 justices on the court right now?
You know, you cannot make this stuff up. I mean, we've got to put 10 judges today in the D.C. Circuit hearing this argument, the full panel of active judges. So in theory, you could have a tie in the D.C. Circuit followed by a tie in the Supreme Court unless we get a 9th justice. I think when you see the presidential election resolve itself, we'll see a 9th justice appointed and we won't have that potential for a tie. So a lot of the fate of this rule will turn on the presidential election.
And either way, this case is on its way to the Supreme Court, you figure?
I think that's the consensus. Today is important because we'll see the government mount its defense of the rule. You'll see the best arguments from the challenging states and utilities. But I think everybody knows this is going to wind up in the Supreme Court.
Jody Freeman, professor at the Harvard Law School and director of the Harvard Law School Environmental Law Program and a former White House counselor for energy and climate change. Thanks so much, Jody.
Thank you.